Morning, we're continuing Chayavim, Klal Chapeis, Siman Gimel. Yikra l'makom yuchad l'hispal l'shem l'olam. A person should designate a place where he davens, and this is the place that he should daven regularly. K'nebesinam ba'avraham, el makom asher omad shem, he went back to the same place, so Chazal darshan from that Avraham was kaveh makom l'tvilo, so he had a specific place where he davened, and he davened there regularly. Now, what is that definition? So the Chayavim says that there are two definitions. Both are true. Tanash Yikuloi Besa Knesses, he should choose amongst the multiple Bote Knesses, he should choose one Besa Knesses and daven there regularly. Vigam Shom Yikuloi Mokam Yuchad Loilam. And within that building itself, within that shul itself, he should have a Mokam Kamua where he sits, as opposed to saying that the main thing is I pick the shul. But where in the shul is not so important. Alternatively, where in the shul is important. So whenever I dive in the shul, I always dive in the same place. But I don't always dive in the shul. I dive in other places as well. So both are true. You should always be diving in one shul. And you should always be diving in a set place within that shul. When we say that it should be within Ibn Mokam Kabua, anywhere within Dalaramis of that Mokam is considered the same place. So if somebody, I come to davening and somebody's sitting in my Mokam Kabua, if I move one over, seat over, it's still within Dalaramis, obviously. So even if I have to move two seats over, the person came with his child, I'm still davening in my Mokam Kabua. So there's no need to ask somebody to leave from your Makam Kavua, because you still have the Milo of Tefillah and Makam Kavua, even if you move over. Obviously, if it's going to be a Machloikas, we would not be Makam and Makam Kavua in the case of Machloikas, but we're saying that the whole question is irrelevant in the vast majority of cases, because it's possible for me it's possible for me to move over slightly and accommodate the person who's there without losing my milo of Malkum Kavua. But now, if a person would want to have a Malkum Kavua, he's in different places during the day, and he davens mincha in one place because that's where he works and that's what's nearby, etc. And he davens marav later in the evening. So that would be Kamis Kaviyas, that he always davens mincha there. That would also be appropriate. And again, a person should try and be within that place, a Malkum Yuchad where he davens when he goes for mincha, and a Malkum Yuchad where he davens when he goes for marav. But preferably a person who's not under those circumstances should keep the same basic lessons for Shachris, Mincha, and Marv. If it's possible, it's better that your Mokam Kavua should be right next to the wall. You'd be facing the wall. In order that we daven Shon Esrei, and we're facing directly towards the wall. Why do I say this? So, Chizkiyo HaMelech was brought a message from Yeshaya that he's going to die. Yeshaya came to him and told him he's going to die, and he said he's going to daven. And the pasuk describes specifically that the act of davening was he turned towards the kir. So the fact that the pasuk indicates that that's what he did, that we have to assume that's something which is appropriate to do. That's why the pasuk is telling us that the person should be facing directly towards the kir. Now, we do not want anything in between him and the wall. It should be, he should be facing directly towards the wall. If there would be a tapestry of a picture or a photo or a painting of some type of event, a picture on the wall, that's going to be distracting, and that obviously should not be there. So some suggest that the Chayyarim, his language is Kolshkein, means he understands that the root of the concept of Panav al-Akir is because to remove distractions. So that's the whole purpose of davening directly towards the kira, is to remove distractions. So Kavachomer Kolshkein, if there's going to be something on the wall for him to look at which is going to be distracting, that would be a problem, that it's lacking in Panav al-Akir. Vimi Yafshir, if this is the only place he could daven, and there's something on the wall, so he should shut his eyes, that he should not be distracted by this picture which is there, which seems to be distracting him. Now the next step he's going to deal with, we'll look at this tomorrow, is the status of a shtender table, etc., vis-a-vis this halacha. Have a good day.